The Gist. The free RTHM and patient-led research collaborative Long COVID Treatment Guide is a succinct evidence-based resource doctors can quickly turn to for more information on top long COVID treatments. The guide explains how each treatment may be helpful, sometimes which type of long COVID patient it may help, provides dosages, including startup and ramping up doses, study evidence, citations, and, in a helpful twist, a list of other ME/CFS and long COVID guides that support using the treatment. All of that in a compact, attractive format. There's not much else to say about the guide. With its nice blend of succinct yet informative summaries, it's aimed at your average Joe or Jane doctor who isn't up to speed on long COVID and provides a helpful overview for long COVID or ME/CFS patients. Any doctor who takes the time to pursue it will quickly realize they have far more options than they knew. Get the free RTHM and patient-led research collaborative long COVID treatment guide at the link provided in the text version of The Gist at this point. The blog is a riff on most of the drugs covered in the guide. I wanted to know how many had been introduced since long COVID began, provide some research on them, and their status now. I particularly wanted to know which treatments were receiving large enough trials to give us solid answers about their efficacy and possibly lead to FDA approval, a rarity in ME/CFS. You'll have to work your way through the sections on LDN, GLP-1 agonists, IVIG, etc. to see what I found out. Note that drugs receiving large clinical trials are highlighted in red. I found that the emergence of long COVID had indeed triggered a sharp uptick in new treatment possibilities. Plus, a significant number of large treatment trials are thankfully underway. Plus, a number of drugs, immunomodulators, etc., that doctors do not regularly use are also undergoing large trials in long COVID. Most of the data collection for the drug trials will be completed in 2026 and 2027. Because the FDA only requires one or two large treatment trials for repurposed drugs, it's possible that the next couple of years could result in a number of FDA-approved drugs for long COVID. Check out the blog for more. Get the free RTHM and patient-led research collaborative long COVID treatment guide, again, here at the link at the end of the text version of The Gist. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point, you can see a link where you can give one time or set up a monthly donation. Thanks for listening.